This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It is music playing in the background from ATK alongside PLG Chanti. Ribina Gawachaba. 12 minutes it is past 2 on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on the only frequency that makes sense. I go by the name of King Bash, with the Winter Stark himself. As you know, happy Good Friday to you. But nonetheless, we keep the show going because we need to celebrate this beautiful genre of ours called Legombo and bring you the voices behind this beautiful genre. And look, man, it has stood the test of time and over the years given us bangers. This is a person and a vocalist you need to look out for if you don't know. Now you need to know even more, right? And 2026, it kickstarted with hits after hits and dominating, you know, the streets as always. I'm talking about Bulobedu's very own Letabo Chantel Mauli. But people know her as PLG Chanti. How are you doing? Welcome to the show, PLG Chanti, PLG rather. How are you feeling?
Eish, I don't even know how to feel right now. But more than anything, I'm excited, man.
Yeah.
So many great vocalists and artists out there.
100%.
But on today's day,
yeah,
you just chose me to be on this.
On a Good Friday, right?
Man, what a Good Friday.
What a Good Friday.
On a Good Friday.
Look, I have this game that I play, you know, with people that come and visit me in studio, right? It is called This or That. I know a lot of people get nervous on A and stuff, but I see you already got this. You're already in the game. You're already here. You know, there's no need to be nervous. So it's a game that I give you two options and all you do is choose one.
Okay.
As simple as that. TikTok or Facebook?
TikTok.
Winter or summer?
Winter.
Being in studio or performing live?
Being in studio.
Single or taken?
Single.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
I hope you did not say that because Rnelemo So now that you know we have that out of the way, let's dive a bit into who you really are. And when did you realize your love for music?
To be honest with you, I grew with that feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I grew up in a family who loved music very much. To a point where right now I have cassettes dated back to the 90-something dates.
Yo.
I was not born.
Yo.
So now, one thing about my family is that, I don't want to lie to you, they've never been ones to express their feelings.
Okay.
But you'd know how they felt with the music they played.
Okay.
So now it came to me.
That is deep.
So now it came to me and I wanted to share how I felt.
Mm.
But I didn't want to do it with somebody else's music.
Okay.
I want to tell you how I feel, but also I want to tell you how I feel in a language I understand the most.
Mm.
You know, so I connect with you more because there's some things that limit me in English. Because this in English, so that's when it came to me.
Yeah.
You know, let's make music,
mm-hmm.
but let's make music that make my people.
100%. Now, speaking of which, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, your family, you grew up in a family that loves music. But now, when you wanted to pursue the music, because that's a different ballgame, right? I mean, but when now you say, Mama has this thing in her mind, then it's like, so how did they react when you said, you know what, you want to pursue music?
To be honest with you, till date, I don't think I ever said it directly.
Mm.
Because what happened was, right?
Mm-hmm.
My family is also big on education.
Ah, of course.
So they said to me, you know what? When I focus on school,
mm.
we'll see the rest after school.
Mm.
But now the issue was, hits come and they don't wait for you to pass matric.
No.
No, they don't wait.
Mm-hmm.
So I already had my first hit before I even had a matric.
Yo.
So now, when that came about, that basically just told them, or no, Wanarna, this is what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have to verbally say it.
Yeah.
Even though, yes, it was an issue explaining or no, this is what I want to do. But hey, it doesn't mean kinyaga olech has golo, kinyaga ujadi drugs. Because I think the issue with parents or the issue with us as the youth is that when we indulge in things now, and then we paint a horrible image of
100%.
It. So now, when you tell an elder person or Kinyaudia music, they're thinking groove,
yeah.
They're thinking alcohol, they're thinking yeah. loss of direction.
Yeah.
So I guess it was about me painting a picture that says, listen, Gidia music, mm. but I can still carry on with my education.
100%.
I can still do good.
So actually that first hit saved your life, in a way. Because it for me, actions speak louder than words. So the action of the song doing so well actually painted a picture with or to your parents to say that, you know what, this person knows there's something here. There's some, even if they knew, but they needed that validation. She's on the right track. So I get it. Now, let's speak about your name change. I mean, you changed your name from Playgirl Chanty, you know, to PLG Chanty. Tell us about this change and actually what influenced the change.
So when I went from Playgirl Chanty to PLG Chanty, one of the biggest factors is that I thought about it. Imagine sitting as a 40-year-old and now you have kids and now mama ki play girl shanti. It sounds too playful. Yes, I want to play, but it sounds too playful.
Okay.
You're thinking long term, you're thinking
yeah.
growth.
Yeah.
So now in terms of growth, I had to just say PLG Shanti. I don't lose play girl, but at the same time I'm growing.
Yeah.
You understand?
100%.
So I want to grow as the name grows as well.
I feel like you got that really early in the game. I mean, a lot of people find it really later. And I mean, I'm a hip hop DJ. So imagine the likes of your little Bow Wow. It took him until he got to the age of 20 something to throw away that little and then realize that no, he's just Bow Wow. So you got it pretty early. And I'm impressed by that, you know. But now, weren't you afraid of the name change? And you know, some fans, there's some fans that maybe gravitated more towards Playgirl Chanty. Weren't you afraid that there will be a change in the state of support?
Honestly, change is just scary in general.
Mm.
So honestly, when I thought about it at first, it scared me.
Okay.
But I thought about it, once you get comfortable doing something and you get too comfortable, change will start looking scary.
100%.
But remember, when you grow as well, growth is also scary.
Mm.
So now I took the change and the growth and I correlated it, put it in the same lane, and I was like, listen, this change is for growth.
100%.
So it's going to scare me, but it's for the better.
Oh, that's so dope. That's so dope. Now, let's speak about your breakout song, Ribina Gao Chava. You know, I feel like you had a couple of releases, maybe some of them, you know, Jitisa Tswaramollo as much or Moving as much, right? What was your state of mind during this time?
During Ribina Gao Chava?
Yeah.
During Ribina Gao Chava, I had just lost my grandmother, whom I loved dearly. I still love dearly.
Mm.
So I still say, going back to coming from a family who love music.
Yeah.
So I'd spend time with my grandmother. And now every time I sat with my grandmother, majority of the time I'd sit with my grandmother, she'd sit there and say, Mamu wale zoao, zoa busi wabe. So now, that song, she used to explain what it meant. But because I was young at the time, I honestly didn't take note. I don't even remember what she said it meant or when they sang it. So one day, I looked for a beat. I got a beat. And then I was like, man, I miss my grandmother.
Mm.
And then it just came.
Wow. Yo, that is something else. That is phenomenal, man. But now, let's speak about challenges within the music industry. What challenges do you feel, you had to come across to navigate the music industry?
Oh, there's just been so many.
Mm.
But one thing about me is that I never let the challenges block my positivity. I don't know if you see what I'm
100%, going. Your vision.
Yes, my vision.
Yeah.
Because, yes, of course, there are a lot of challenges, ne? There are a lot of problems.
Yeah.
I just want solutions.
Yeah. I hear that. Yo, a person that always finds solutions instead of always creating more problems. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So that is how you overcome such, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. We still hang out with a PLG Chanty with a new joint, an EP with Poobington Art. We're going to give you a glimpse of it. Send through your messages, your voice notes on my WhatsApp line, 079-899-6226. You are in the right place right now because we're hanging out with a vocalist of note, right? One of the best we have in the game, if not the best. PLG Chanty right now on Limpopo's hottest frequency. So now, I want to find out. I mean, you kicked off the year with an EP, Five Roses, with Poobington, that is. So how did this project come about?
So the project came about when we had released That's Why Kurata, okay. Owaka. So when we released That's Why Kurata, the fans reacted positively. So that meant they loved the combination.
Yeah.
So they loved PLG with Poobington. So then that's when we decided, we sat one day and we like, hey man, let's do this.
Oh wow. That is so dope. Now speaking of which, I mean, you're not giving Pia Putis. We're not Kilo Vidu. You are from Bolobedu.
Yes, right? Sir.
So now, how did that come together? Like, Kakani Zhuang, what's the story behind it?
Poobington is my brother, man.
All right.
So we've been in communication. So after That's Why Kurata, we had to shoot for the music video. So when he came through for the music video, I was like, hey, Wuti, this is what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then from there, yeah, we came together and we bought this beautiful baby.
No, most definitely. You gave it life.
Yes,
so, I mean, in terms of, you know, the amazing features that are on the EP, I mean, you got the likes of, you know, Ona Rams. How did you guys decide on the right people to put on the EP?
Honestly, I'd be lying if I said we decided.
Okay.
It's the energy that speaks, man.
Yeah.
I guess the songs just aligned with the people we have on the EP. So it was not a matter of us choosing. The songs chose them.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And the duration of the project, how long did it take, you know, for you guys to complete it?
A whole week.
A week? The entire project?
A whole week.
Yo.
We sat in studio for a whole week, back to back. No sleeping. We were there in the booth. It was lovely though.
Yeah.
It was.
No, I'm sure it was. I mean, the streets are loving it. I mean, the entire EP, people are singing it word for word, you know. And how does it feel, you know? I need you to take me through that feeling when you see posts, you see the energy, as you say, energy is everything. You see the love and being received with so much positivity in the streets. How does that feel?
I don't want to lie to you. I really hate lying to you.
Figured that out.
But like, I still don't know how to feel, man.
Yeah.
The love is crazy. My people, man, these are my people. Like, it feels amazing to have people saying, hey, Shanti. You know, in days when you're down and you going through TikTok and you say, hey, Mna, I don't even know who this is, but they love me, man.
Yeah.
And I love them too, man. But I just don't know how to express the love I have.
Pin pop. Now, let's touch base on that. I mean, with the success of the EP, as you say, man, these people love you so much and you love them too. What's the one thing maybe a fan has said or, you know, maybe an action through a fan and you felt like, yo, that was a moment you felt like either you shed a tear or you actually cried?
Oh, one random day.
Yeah.
A few months back.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through TikTok as normal, and then I find a page. The page, Playgirl fan page.
Yeah.
Pop that up, profile picture, that's me. The whole page is just based on me. And I was like,
just your life.
Just me.
Yeah.
That was beautiful, like witnessing. I mean, I didn't think there are people who actually sit down there and they're like, hey man, we love this kid.
Mm.
So that was
so beautiful. That is so beautiful. Now let's speak about, you know, your songwriting. What actually, I mean, I got the gist of the intro of how you started, especially when it comes to what, you know, your granny said at the time, how she, you know, narrated all she said, even though you didn't get the picture, but you turned it into something special, right?
Yes, sir.
But now, what inspires your songwriting? Like, what do you have to see? What do you have to, is it a beat? What happens when it comes to your songwriting?
So there are two things that influence my songwriting process.
Yeah.
Even though majority of the time, I'd be lying if I say I write. But the beat.
That is a bar, by the way. That is a flex. That is a flex. You can't ignore that flex.
You know.
Okay.
Not to flex, but you know, I'm just that girl. So the beat. But besides the beat, everything else around everything.
Yeah.
I could leave Capricorn FM now, and I receive a hot beat now. I'm releasing Capricorn FM next week.
Wow.
Like, everything around me is just influence,
yeah.
And the beat just talks to me.
Oh, that's dope, man.
I always say the beat is my therapy.
Yes.
No therapy. I just rely on Primo ZA and the amazing people out there. You know?
That is so dope. Now, I mean, as we all know, Lekompa genre is growing, right?
Yes,
phenomenally so. What would you like to see more of this genre?
Yeah, there's quite a lot, ne?
Yeah.
But I just want to go to KZN on a random day. Mm. Deep Rurals, Engu 2, or wherever it is, yeah. Deep Rurals, and find them playing PLG, Shanti, or any other Lekompa artist.
Yeah.
Go to Northern Cape.
Yeah.
Find, I just want Lekompa to be so big,
yeah.
To a point where we all can't ignore it.
100%.
Beyond America now, we want to see growth, man,
yeah.
You know, across the country,
yeah.
Where you're seeing a video from somebody in Asia jamming to Lekompa, that's what we want to see.
100%. Now, Clement just dropped an EP, 7-track EP.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
How did that collaboration come about? Take me through the process. You know, where did you guys meet? Yeah, just take me through that. Quite a scheme, Sam.
Hey, that's my brother right there. Yeah. So, on a random day, you know, social media. Hey, social media does wonders.
No, it does.
It does wonders.
No, it does.
So we connected my brother and I from social media. On a random day, he said, hey, man, pull up to studio.
Okay.
Get to studio. The vibes are beautiful. The vibes are lovely. We end up recording 2 tracks
wow.
on that day.
Yeah.
Both those tracks are on the EP.
Yeah.
You know, so
they made it.
That's a flex, man. That's a flex. Think about it. Think he could have chosen one.
Yeah.
He could have chosen none.
But if it's nice, you have to play them twice. Oh, you know what I mean? Put them in.
Clock it.
So, I mean, let's speak about the next 5 years. I always say that, as you say, you're a person that has vision. You know, you'd like to see yourself somewhere. But if we speak of that same vision, within the next 5 years, where is PLG Shanti in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, ne?
Yeah.
PLG Shanti is playing on everybody's radio. 5 a.m. in the morning, somebody's grandmother is waking up. Oh, tell her it's PLG Shanti, mamuta. You know, I just want to... I want to bring Africa together, man. I want to be the glue
yeah.
between these countries.
Yeah.
I want to be the source.
Okay.
So now, that's for now, music-wise, that's where I want to see myself. I know we talk about international and everything.
Yeah.
But let's start with the motherland.
Let's start home.
Lana, man. I just want to be the glue.
Yeah.
You see. Yeah.
Putting us together. You heard her, right? So... let me go through a few messages before we head back into and wrap up our conversation. I love your positivity and how down to earth you are. Please don't change. That is the first message, right?
That's deep.
Yeah. We know what the money does.
Mara, to be honest, the money doesn't change the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the people were just too broke before, so you didn't know who they were.
No, that's facts. Hi, Bash. It's so refreshing to listen to such a young lady who is so matured with such an awesome, positive energy. Just enjoy her laugh. Nice interview, Bash, from La Kima Silela from Clayville, Extension 45 in Tembisa. All right. Yes. You heard that, right?
Yeah, 1632. Give it to Wow.
Straight up. So, we are 4 months into the new year. What else can we expect from you in the remainder of the year? Is there something else that you're cooking? Maybe something you want to drop as an exclusive on the Best of Lunchtime Radio right now to let us know what you're working on? Maybe these collaborations that you have already, you know, partnered with already. So is there something that you'd love to leave us with?
I'm forever in the kitchen cooking.
You're cooking.
So I'm forever cooking. Yeah.
Stop with some music all the time.
All the time. But, yeah, man, I'm forever in the kitchen cooking.
Okay.
So whatever's coming is going to be bigger than you and I.
100%. Thank you so much for taking your time. PLG, you know, we really do appreciate you. We appreciate your positivity, your energy, being so young in the game and being grounded and knowing what you are here for, right? Also needs to, I need to give a shout out to your moms, man. You know, when a mother sits, she's with us in studio, by the way. You can see that. Yo, okay, go on now, young man. You know, I gave birth to this. You know what I mean?
You know, every studio session, every late night shoot, yeah, she's there with me, man.
Imagine, man.
I'm more than blessed. I'm more than lucky, man. This is God himself saying, hey, I can't be there.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you this woman.
Yeah, there's an angel on earth for you.
Yeah,
my
man.
Mom deserves an air horn. Right about now, I think Chris, are we good? Is there something we can play? All right, there's another voice note here real quick before I let you go.
Oh, King Bash.
Yes.
So my brother, the sister Moon, I all the best, my sister, all the best. The way you are positive, I wish you all the best. Don't forget, you put God first, everything will go well. Don't forget at home. Charity begins at home. Respect first. All the best, my sister. Big up. King's Kalkwena. More game.
All right, you heard that, right?
That was so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
Amen.
Do you maybe have any shout outs? People that you want to give a shout out to? Maybe some people you want to show love to? Yeah, this is the platform to do exactly that.
So, first of all, this one is the biggest shout out. You know, I've already shouted out my mom, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But the biggest shout out goes to Jay Smash, man. That's my brother right there.
All right.
You know, if I was to tell you how much I love that guy, it would go on for hours.
We'd need another show.
We'd need another show for this show. But a big shout out to Jay Smash, man. Big shout out to Johnny Malepa, man.
Yeah, yeah.
A big shout out. The biggest shout out to Lim Flow. And man, to everybody who's just been there throughout the journey, if I was to mention them one by one, we would have.
I need to stop you. You need to take away the mic.
Like, but the greatest of them all, I just want to thank everybody who takes their time to listen to my music. Man, there's so many great artists out there. There's so many beautiful artists. But you take your time to listen to PLG Shanti.
Yeah.
I don't take that for granted. Thank you so much for the love. I love you guys so, so, so.
That's where we shall leave it. Thank you so much for coming through. Social media handles, where can people find you? Where can people stream your music?
Everywhere, anywhere. Handle PLG Shanti.
All through social media platforms.
Yes, sir.
All right. Big shout out to you. And as I said, man, all the best in your future endeavors. We can't wait to receive the fire that you'll be cooking every single day in the kitchen, right? Back again. You will find us here waiting for you so that we can have more conversations on the growth, because that's what, you know, we are gunning for, the growth. So you will be back here because you need to tell us, Oresh, kitugile mo one, no kitujimo five. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I'm at a bigger step right now. So all the best with that. And you are actually on Limpopo's Big Five. So the Big Five is like the biggest chart show that we have on Chris Trainee's show, the biggest chart show that we have on weekends, that is. So today, it's today, yes? The Limpopo Big Five. So you are on that chart. So just so you know. So Eli Dujigoraya, you must tune in to Chris Trainee's show. It's today, 6 to 10 p.m. Mm. So Limpopo Big Five tunes in from it. It starts at 7 p.m. if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, your song is doing wonders. You are there. That is what it is. So yes, PLG Shanti is out of here. What a great conversation that we had.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.